Thank you. on the song of the young, sound as a bell. Check out the waters and check out the hygiene and grizzly itself. Check it to our friend and then, oh yes, on it
the man is utterly mad. You're playing a lunatic.
That's the problem. He's a brilliant lunatic. You can't tell which way he'll jump. Like his game, he's impossible to analyze. You can't dissect him, predict him, which of course means he's not a lunatic at all.
What we've just seen's a pathetic display from a man who's beginning to crack. He's afraid. He knows he isn't the player he was, and he won't get it back.
Nonsense. Why do my seconds always want to believe? Third-rate propaganda.
My friend, please relax. We're all on your side. You know how you need us.
I don't need my army of so-called advisors and helpers to tell me the man who's revitalized chess single-handed is more or less out of his brain. When it's very clear, he's safe.
Don't underestimate anyone. We won't get caught in that trap. After all, winning or losing reflects on us all.
Oh, don't give me that crap. I win, no one else does, and I take the rap if I lose.
It's not quite that simple. The whole world's tuned in. We're all on display. We're not merely sportsmen.
Oh, please don't start spouting that old party line. Yes, I know it's your job, but just get out and get me a chess-playing second. In 36 hours we begin. That is if you want. Dreams. Now they're obsessions. Hopes became needs. Lovers' possessions. Then they move in. Oh, so discreetly. Slowly at first, smiling too sweetly, I opened doors. They walked right through them, called me their friend. I hardly knew them. Now I'm
where I want to be and who I want to be and doing what I always say I would, and yet I feel I haven't won. Running for my life and never looking back in case there's someone right behind the shoe.
will I be? Back where I started. Don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining. Times have been good, fast entertaining. But what's the point if I'm concealing not only love, all other feeling? Now I'm
when I wanna be and who I wanna be and doing what I always said I wouldn't. Yet I feel I haven't won at all. Running for my life and never looking back in case there's someone right behind to shoot me down and say you always knew I'd fall.
When the crazy wheel slows down, where will I be? Back where I started.
All that aside, we have swallowed our pride.
comes out on top.
Who gets the chop?
No one's way of life is threatened by a flop.
But we're gonna smash that bastard, make him wanna change his name, take him to the cleaners and devastate him, wipe him out, humiliate him. We don't want the whole world saying they can't even win the game. We have never reckoned on coming second. There's no use.
Like this need not be stressed.
When east and west
can meet as comrades, ease the tension over drinks through sporting links, as long as their man sinks.
Thank you.
we wish, no must, make our disgust at this abuse perfectly clear. We're here for chess. Are the U.S.? If so, why foul the atmosphere?
I must protest, our delegation has a host of valid points to raise. Our players noting attitudes beyond the ways as any neutral-minded guest. But we concede, the fact is that the banner is not the player's fault. We'll overlook that the political assault and not the fact has been
persuaded. If your man's so sweet, then why he's fighting talk? If he's not a cheat, then why on earth did he go take a walk? Why let him loose? He'll soon reduce this great.
There was no event of your love to a brawl.
It's very sad to see the ancient and distinguished game that used to be a model of decorum and tranquility become like any other sport, a battleground for rival ideologies to slug it out with glee.
We wish, no must,
the elegant disgust of this compelled
abuse perfectly
dispute. Comes
for
the ghastly suspicion,
the
my opposition,
so, why fruit?
I don't suppose you understand the strain of pressure getting where he's gone, for then you'd simply call him highly strong and not deny that he was one of those.
It seems to us there's little point in waiting here all night for his return, and since a peaceful match is our sole concern, we won't make an official fuss. In short, we rise above your guys, tantrums, dramas, dirty tricks.
I can only say one.
I hope you'd know
game till
that far off by
noon.
I hope you close up with helping number two.
It's very sad to see the ancient and distinguished game that used to be
a model of decorum and tranquility become like any other sport, a battleground for rival ideologies to snug it out with glee.
Wanna lose your only friend? Well, keep it up, you're doing fine. Why this humiliation? Why treat me like a fool? I've taken shit for 7 years and I won't take it anymore.
I'm only teasing Soviets with gentle bonhomie. You've a better reason to be anti them than me.
There's a time and there's a place.
Is this the girl who always says she wants to know the truth?
I'd have thought you'd support any attack on these people.
1956, Budapest is rising.
On the people who ran mindlessly over your childhood. Don't let them fool you, but 30 years on they're the same.
1956, Budapest is fighting. 1956, Budapest is falling.
They see chess as a war, playing with pawns just like bowlers. If you walk out on me, they will have won the first battle. Wouldn't your father have begged you to stay in the game?
He would, but he didn't know you. He'd loathe your behavior, and so do I. Why do you have to do? What's going on around me is barely making sense. I need some explanations fast. I see my friends and partner in the imperfect tense, and I don't see how we can last. I feel I need a change of car. Justify each move, they're getting harder to believe. I know this can't continue, I've still a lot to prove.
There must be more I could achieve, but I don't have the nerve to leave.
Everybody's playing the game, but nobody's rules are the same. Nobody's on nobody's side. Better not to go it alone. Recognize the wrong one you know. Nobody's on nobody's side.
The one I should not think of keeps roaming through my mind, and I don't want to let that go. No lover's ever faithful, no contract truly signed. There's nothing certain left to know. And now the cracks begin to show.
Never make a promise or ban. Take a little away.
is the one situation I wanted most to avoid. Nothing I say will convince him it isn't a trick.
A drink on a clear moonlit night, I relax, she smiles. There's something unpleasant going on.
So with immaculate timing, I'm left to carry the can. Embarrassed, outnumbered, marooned.
Now she can't be working for them, I mean us. She seems so very straightforward, but where is he?
He has to come back. He wanted this meeting. Well, didn't he?
Maybe he's scared, just as scared as he was in the game.
Oh, I just couldn't care less. He could go right ahead, go and wreck his career. I know I've done my best.
Well, at least she's a good-looking spy.
What if my Russian friend thinks that my plans are more than intimate kind? If I don't say something else soon, he'll go. Nobody's a nobody's son.
This is a hate to break up the mood. Get to the point. In this idyllic, well-produced scene,
all I can say is moments ago, he was right here, ready and waiting.
Never mind him, I haven't missed him so far.
Maybe it won't do any harm to struggle on without his charm. Funny how all at once I feel that he can go jump off the mountain. I'm okay.
This is the one situation I wanted most to avoid.
My dear opponent, I really can't imagine why.
So I am not dangerous then, what a shame.
No, you're not dangerous, who could think that of you?
You are so strange, why can't you be what you ought to be? You should be scheming, intriguing, too clever by heart.
I have to hand it to you, for you managed to make me forget why I ever agreed to this farce.
I don't know why I can't think of I would rather do than be wasting my time on mountains with you.
I'm not the kind to be vindictive, holding some childish grudge. How could I be? I'm in the spotlight, half of the world my judge. All I demand is those I work for, those I give all my skills, all my time and pain, those that I entertain. Give me the same compassion in return. But the fools never learn.
Well, my dear, how boring, he's defecting. Just like all the others, he's expecting us to be impressed with what he's done here. But he hasn't stopped to think about the paperwork. His gesture causes we've an embassy to run here. If these people come, strike blows for freedom. With a valid visa, we don't need them. If you seem offhand, then please remember, this is nothing very special. He's the fourth with hands, it's last November. Who do these foreign champions think they are? And when he's safely in the West, he'll be the hero to discuss. The media will lionize him, fame and fortune bust. No one will recall it, thanks to us. Have you an appointment with the consul? If you don't, we know what his response will be. He will not see you with respect. He bungles up his many taxing trade to pushing peace and understanding. Let us hope this won't affect it. Far too many jokers cross the border. Not a single document in all of Russia must be empty, though we're all for basic human rights. It makes you wonder what they built the Berlin Wall for. Who do these foreign chappies think they are? And when you fill in all the forms and be passed clear of all disease, debate, debunk, drug, disarmed and disinfected, please don't forget the guys who cut your keys.